Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Reconciling Relationships, was written by Kimya Loder. My sister and I clashed frequently when we were younger, but one time especially stands out in my memory. After a bout of yelling back and forth where we'd both said hurtful things, she said something that in the moment seemed unforgivable. Witnessing the animosity growing between us, my grandmother reminded us of our responsibility to love each other. God gave you one sister in life. You've got to show each other a little grace, she said. When we asked God to fill us with love and understanding, He helped us acknowledge how we'd hurt each other and to forgive one another. It can be so easy to hold on to bitterness and anger, but God desires for us to experience the peace that can only come when we ask Him to help us release feelings of resentment. Instead of harboring these feelings, we can look to Christ's example of forgiveness that comes from a place of love and grace, striving to be kind and compassionate and to forgive each other just as in Christ God forgave us. When we find it challenging to forgive, may we consider the grace that He extends to us each day. No matter how many times we fall short, His compassion never fails. God can help us remove bitterness from our hearts, so we're free to remain hopeful and receptive to His love. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 32. You were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the people you've placed in our life. Help us to have a loving and forgiving spirit toward them when they hurt us, and help us to seek forgiveness when we hurt others. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.